It is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. I am jealous of that title. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Danielle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You too. All right. Remind us of last week's challenge, Will.
Yes, it came from Michael Stamen of Freeland, Maryland. I said, think of a popular tourist attraction in two words. The second, fourth, and sixth letters of the second word, in order, spell the first name of a famous author, and the last four letters of the first word spell the author's last name. Who's the author, and what's the tourist attraction? The answer is Grand Canyon and Ayn Rand.
Well, we received more than 2,100 correct responses, and the winner is Marion Yoder from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Congratulations, Marion, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, Marion, that was a tough one. It's pretty complex. How did you figure it out?
I was stricken by a stroke of great insight. I just thought of it instantly.
That's genuinely impressive. Well, what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle and being struck by strokes of insight?
Well, I practiced law for 40 years, and now I'm a full-time volunteer at everything.
That sounds like the life. All right. Well, I will not take up more of your time. Are you ready to play the puzzle, Marion?
I am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Marion, I'm going to give you two words. Drop one letter in each of them to leave two words that are in the same category of things. For example, if I said drill and stage, you would say dill and sage, which are both herbs.
Got it.
Drop one letter from each one. Your first one is then, T-H-E-N, and thirsty, T-H-I-R-S-T-Y.
10 and 30?
10 and 30, they're both numbers, is right. Number two is boost and shore, S-H-O-R-E.
Boot and shoe.
There you go, both footwear. Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N, and sating, S-A-T-I-N-G.
Sing is one.
Nope, you got to drop just one letter. That drops two.
Oh, can I get a hint on this one?
You don't need no stinking hint. Just drop a letter from sating, S-A-T-I-N-G. Take one letter out to leave a word.
Sting?
Drop the last
satin.
Letter.
Oh, satin. Okay. Linen and satin.
Linen and satin. Ah. You got it. Try this. Bungle, B-U-N-G-L-E, and shorn, S-H-O-R-N.
Bugle and horn.
You got it. Judge, J-U-D-G-E, and pester, P-E-S-T-E-R.
Jude and Peter?
There you go, both saints.
Wow.
Canines, C-A-N-I-N-E-S, and niece, N-I-E-C-E.
Well, the second one is nice.
Yeah, but not pronounced that way.
Niece, aha. What is that place in France?
Where they have the film festival.
Yeah. It's not coming to me. Cannes.
Cannes is it. Cannes and Nice is right. French cities. Your next one is county, C-O-U-N-T-Y, and pearl, P-E-A-R-L.
Oh, Earl and Count.
Count and Earl is right. Brass, B-R-A-S-S. And tremble, T-R-E-M-B-L-E. I'll tell you the category. They are parts of a tonal range.
Oh, treble and bass.
That's not a treble and basses, right? Loiter, L-O-I-T-E-R. And galleon, G-A-L-L-E-O-N.
Leader and gallon.
That's fast. And here's your last one. Launch, L-A-U-N-C-H. And scupper, S-C-U-P-P-E-R.
Lunch and supper.
You got it. Two meals. Good
Excellent.
Job.
Excellent. Marion, you flew through that. That was a great job. How do you feel?
Well, I had the best time ever. Thank you so much. You made my day.
Oh, well, you made our day. And for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Marion, very important, which member station do you listen to?
KUWR, religiously.
Yes. All right. Marion Yoder of Cheyenne, Wyoming, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Neville Fogarty of Newport News, Virginia. Name a variety of song and a genre of music. Switch the initial consonant sounds of these two words. And phonetically, you'll name an object found in the kitchen. What is it? So again, a variety of song and a genre of music. Switch the initial consonant sounds, and phonetically, you'll name an object found in the kitchen. What is it?
All right, well, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up, very important, you'll get to play on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Will, thank you as always.
Thank you, Danielle.